Hello and welcome to Two Old Guys on the Back Porch. I am Steve Scotch and we have the lovely and talented Kat. That's C-A-T, jumping through hoops. Kat, what's happening?
Hey, how y'all doing? We can be found on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and all your premier podcast platforms. We also can be found on Facebook and Instagram. Give us a follow. You found either one of us on TikTok. We'll TikTok to you. Going to be shouting out some international locations today where we have listeners. Our first is San Francisco de Campo, Mexico. San Francisco de Campo is a UNESCO World Heritage Site, boasts rich history, fortified colonial port founded in 1540, pre-Columbian Maya site, and features well-preserved city walls and colonial architecture. Our other place is Kuala Lumpur. Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia, is famous for the Petronas Twin Towers, a vibrant cultural mix, delicious street food, and some modern living there in the thriving metropolis. Giving y'all a round of applause.
Well, there's a fox in the backyard. Look at the fox.
You think, is that Redbone? Redbone's here?
No. Alcohol is also here on the back porch. You know, some things are better left unsaid, but eventually I'll drink too much and say them anyway. Today, I'm trying it's a straight bourbon whiskey called Eureka Gold from a Two Bitch Bourbon Company. I think they're out of Nevada, and I think they use some of their proceeds to help.
Yeah, yeah. It was. I got it through our American Brittany Rescue for saving Brittany dogs.
Wow!
So that was one of the things. She bought some of the bourbon. Some of the proceeds went to the Brittany Rescue.
So win-win. I get wasted, and dogs
American
get
Brittany Rescue gets some money.
Love it, Kat. What you got?
It is the Masters time of year, and I'm not a golf person, really, never really tried the game.
We watch it.
We watch it. But I do have a lovely azalea cocktail they're drinking there at the Masters.
Ooh, sounds sweet like you, babe.
Thanks, doll.
They keep showing the azaleas. It's one camera that's positioned right in the middle of the azaleas. And they're the color of your drink.
Yes, they are.
All right. Today, we go, what the hell is going on with the price of a ticket to go see your favorite band? We bring this up because locally, in the poorly run city of Richmond, they just opened up a new amphitheater, started booking acts. Maybe you've heard of this little band called the Dave Matthews Band. They're from Charlottesville, Virginia, which is about, what is it, Kat? 50 minutes west of here?
Yep.
And Dave and the boys signed on to play the new amphitheater located by the mighty James River in the city of Richmond. Actually, it's two gigs, two nights. It got the July 15, July 16. Added a date. I guess it was high demand for the tickets. So both shows sold out in like 10 minutes or less. And a friend of mine at work, he got in the queue to purchase the tickets. And when he was finally allowed to purchase the tickets, they were $2,400. Okay. So dude at work's going to buy two tickets for him and his wife because they're fans of the Dave Matthews Band, but it would have cost him like $4,000. I mean, it's gotten that insane to buy tickets to go see a band you like. Now, Dave Matthews, very talented dude, great band, great catalog, but $2,000 for a ticket? Hell, $1,000. $500 for a ticket. It's freaking stupid. So the Dave Matthews camp, they came out with no statement, which I thought was kind of lame. So hopefully it rains cats and dogs both nights of that show. Now here's a 99-cent question. Does Dave Matthews get most of that money when these tickets, they start, say, at 300, and then everybody wants one, so they're 500. Then everybody wants, and it keeps going up, right?
Right.
Does the band, the artist, do they get them all that money? No, Ticketmaster, what's the rest of them? SeatGeek, StubHub.
All your middlemen.
All the rest of these criminals.
All your scalpers. That's what they are.
Yeah. Now, you know, think about it. Your town or city builds a nice venue to see the hottest bands of the day. And then you try to buy a ticket and you really don't even know how much it's going to cost because it changes, what, like every 5 minutes?
True.
You also don't know how much the ticket price is until you try to check out. That's when the jam job really starts with all the fees. That shit starts popping up. The ticket you thought was going to be $120 is now like $250. I mean, that's how crooked this shit is. You know, to me, the fees should be presented up front. Most of you who like to go see live music, you already know all this. The two biggest a-holes in this game are Live Nation and Ticketmaster. Just two crooked bitches. That's all they are. You know, why bands keep doing business with them, I really don't get it.
I mean, didn't Pearl Jam try and fix that and they couldn't get anywhere?
Yeah.
I mean, we just had Kid Rock there in the White House in his Evel Knievel / Liberace outfit trying to, with Trump, sign a order because ticket prices were too expensive. Nobody was coming to see Kid Rock. I think there are other reasons why nobody's coming to see Kid Rock, but
it's a great show. Go see him.
Might be some talent issues or political leanings.
Whoever came up with this dynamic pricing, right? Which is total bullshit. The real game changer here, dynamic pricing. Just say
supply and demand.
A band you like is playing in West Virginia, right on the Ohio-West Virginia state line. And you can go there to see that band for like $80 that night. Well, then the next night, same band is playing in Ohio, right on the Ohio-West Virginia state line. And the ticket price is like $400 because, you know, the people in West Virginia were like, yeah, they're okay. Not really a big band for us. But then they hop across to Ohio. Everybody wants to go see him. And then the price goes through the roof. I mean, that's dynamic pricing.
Well, here's my soapbox I'm going to stand on. We have the impression that everyone thinks you come to the United States, we're just flowing with money and we'll pay as much as the market allows and stuff. Because in Europe, the prices aren't that high. I mean, I'm going to use an example and you're going to get mad about it. But I mean, some of the tickets to see Taylor Swift were $50 there in Paris versus how many thousands they paid out or to scalpers to go see her. You know, and the tickets sold out, and a lot of people didn't get to see that tour. Taylor, and a lot of people, there were a lot of Americans who went and flew to Paris.
Cheaper
to see
buy
Taylor.
A plane ticket.
Right, to take the plane ticket.
And then pay, well, Taylor's worth about 50. That's about all I'd pay.
But, you know, just and so then I you get go, the boom. Whole thing about, oh, you know, it's just so much, you know, we don't make it that much money here in Europe. We're not, you know, it's a whole different economic system. You know, basically the French are paying for a lot of stuff that we don't pay for here. That's true. But also, just like drugs, that, you know, medical drugs, the price of a drug in Mexico or Europe is way less than what we pay here. And it's got to be for to pay all the insurance companies and everything on how screwed up that system is. But anyway, it's a whole thing about where you live.
It's out of control is what it is. It's complete bullshit. Back in my day, let's say Van Halen went on tour and the advertisement would read, come see Van Halen in a city near you, 75 bones for a ticket. And it never changed. It didn't matter if Van Halen was playing in Madison Square Garden or they were playing at the Richmond Coliseum. Have we knocked that down yet?
No, it's still there? Talked about that the other day. That needs to go.
It's nothing but greed. Greed is a dirty bitch. It's ruined so many things in this country. Again, I know this is nothing new. This shit's been going on for years now. But now the price of tickets for anything is just totally out of control. And nobody's doing a damn thing about it. So, Kat, I guess we went and saw our last show. Sorry, babe.
Great. It was a great show. Squeeze and Psychedelic Furs.
Woo!
It was a good show.
Love the Furs. Let's roll right into one tough, awesome lady. The Mata Hari. Mata Hari.
No.
The Mata Hari.
Okay, let me scroll down.
Everybody's kind of heard of this chick, but really probably don't know the story. Born in 1876 from, can't say it, Lou Warden? I don't know. Real name.
That is in the Netherlands, by the way.
Yeah.
Just say the Netherlands.
Okay. Her real name was what? Margaretha Gertruda Zeal?
Right.
Exotic dancer, prostitute for the upper class. And she was convicted of being a spy for the German army during WW1. The Mata Hari was an overnight success as an exotic dancer, openly flaunting her body. Her act featured her shedding her clothing until only jewelry remained. The Mata Hari's act elevated the erotic dance to a more respectable status way, way, way back then. Many women copied her style, but of course, the Mata Hari got older and her dancing career ended and she started having, we'll say, relationships with politicians and high-ranking military officers.
Should be considered a courtesan.
That's a fancy word for saying whore. During World War I, the Mata Hari was arrested and accused of spying for Germany, though there was no evidence. Basically, what? The French were getting their ass kicked, and the Mata Hari was the perfect scapegoat. Trial was a scam. Was sentenced to death by a firing squad.
When she was arrested February 13th, she pled innocent. I'm a courtesan. I'll admit that. But a spy, never.
This chick was badass. Right before they pulled the trigger, she blew a kiss to the dude standing there with the guns pointed
at her. The firing squad.
Boom! Mata Hari's story inspired what? Many books, films. Her name is synonymous with the term femme fatale. And that makes the Mata Hari one tough, awesome lady. Is that the fox that's out there?
Was not the fox.
Hey, did we watch anything?
We watched something, and it's controversial, but I'm going to talk about it anyway. We watched With Love, Megan, featuring the Duchess of Sussex, Megan Sussex. Don't go and use Megan Markle because that was her unmarried name 5 years ago. What would you think if anybody walked around and called me Kathy Howard? You would hate that. Number one, I don't like the name Kathy. Number two, that
you said I would hate it.
You would hate it because we've been married 30 plus years. You would not like that, would you? That takes away respect of our marriage, I believe. A married woman with two
children. What's the show called?
With Love, Megan. The inspiring series produced by Megan, Duchess of Sussex, reminds the genre of lifestyle program, blending practical know-hows, candid conversation with friends, old and new. Megan shares her personal tips and tricks, embracing playfulness and over-perfection, and highlights how easy it is to create beauty, even in the unexpected. Now, to me, it's what we call aspirational porn for a homemaker. It's like homemaker porn. She's doing these lovely, cheese boards and lovely. She's got this. They're not actually filming in her house. It's the house just down the road.
We haven't had a cheese board in a long time.
I know. We need a good cheese board.
Chartreuse.
I'll do that for Easter. She does these lovely cheese boards, and she makes, these little teas and little gifts and little bows and stuff. And she's not sitting there saying, this is the best. I'm the most knowledgeable one in the world. She's buying the croissant from the Publix or whatever down the road to put the chicken salad on. She may make the chicken salad, but she's not making the croissant. And I enjoyed it because you got to see a little bit more of her personality. She was in this gig before she met Harry. She did this whole column called The Tig, named after her favorite wine. And, it's very light, airy, healthy, California living, fresh vegetables, if you were, a vegetarian, this is a great show for you. She doesn't use that much meat. It's a lot of vegetables and fruits and she did a great segment on, flower arranging, which is an art that, it's kind of gone away, but it's an important thing, flower arranging, and she's not perfect. And I really did enjoy it. And anybody who really, I don't like that. She's trying to be perfect. She's trying to be a white girl. When this BS, Megan's being Megan. And it's really, and I really did enjoy it. She had several interesting guests like Mindy Kaling, American Chef Alice Waters, who pretty much did the whole farm to table movement, and I really did enjoy all the episodes. I think it's a good watch.
And it's on?
It is on Netflix.
All right. Check out Megan. We need a shot.
We're doing the Demon Delight shot with a little raspberry liqueur, vodka, lime juice, and grenadine.
All right. Give me those ingredients again.
Raspberry liqueur, vodka, lime juice, and grenadine.
All right. Down the hatch.
I kind of like that one. He's making a face.
There's something overpowering. What is it?
Maybe the raspberry.
Yeah, not too bad. It's called?
Demon's Delight.
Demon's Delight. Give it a try. Thank you, babe.
Sure.
All right, today we bumped in with a band called Steve Riley and the Mamou Playboys, formed in 1988 from Southern Louisiana. Of course, we got Steve Riley on accordion, David Greeley on fiddle, Sam Broussard on guitar, Burke Riley on drums, Felipe on bass, Jimmy on guitar, and Kevin Wimmer on fiddle. Steve Riley and the Mamou Playboys play Cajun music, and they play it well. 10 albums, 2 Grammy nods. Most of the music Steve Riley and the Mamou Playboys play is called Cajun French, which is traditional Cajun music.
But they don't sing in French, correct?
Parlez-vous
français?
Cajun music, very infectious, right? It makes you move your feet.
Right.
It's got a groove to it. You're going to dance or move something, whether you want to or not.
Something's going to move.
Other than when Mardi Gras comes around, which was like a month ago, you really don't hear Cajun music,
you know,
that much, which is a shame.
We don't go to too many crawfish boils around here.
We
so.
Need one.
We need a good crawfish boil.
We do. Check out Steve Rowley and the Mamou Playboys wherever you get your music. I want to thank everyone for hanging out on the back porch. We'll see y'all down the road.
See ya.